and then come back this year as a full professor, teaching just two classes for the financial economics major at a nice salary. Is all that true? I guess nice is a matter of opinion, Maggie. It's not a very precise term. To be precise, the weasel earns 2.5 times what I do. Well, I wouldn't say earns. Linda, who could hear both ends of the conversation, rolled her gold-flecked brown eyes at me. She does that a lot. Oh, come on, Maggie said. Spill, Jeff. When I write my magnum opus on public relations, I plan to devote a chapter on how to not stonewall the media. It just never works. The obfuscation itself becomes the story, and those stories don't die quickly. So I had to answer Maggie, but carefully. The Warren Birch business was a tough one. Birch had been dean of the Gulliver Mackey School of Business and Economics at SBU for just 3 years. In that short time, his dictatorial management style had the faculty from which he was promoted in an uproar. Leslie Saylor Mackey, our executive vice president and provost, wanted to give him the boot after the second year. She hesitated, however, because Birch had been publicly critical of her husband for donating so much money to the school that they named it after him. She thought that removing Birch might seem like payback for the raspberries. Then came a faculty vote of no confidence in his leadership and a series of accusations by female students. I originally thought they were all work-study students, but most of them were interns. What? You don't know the difference? Work-study students are in it for the money, meager though it is. They have a financial need. Interns, who may not even be paid, are on a career path. I would be careful about using the term sexual harassment, I advised Maggie. I'm told that the young women who filed complaints said he leered at them, made them bend over to pick up things, asked them to stand on a stool to adjust an air vent, and asked for dance lessons. Is that incorrect? Damn. No, it's not incorrect. Those were some of the allegations. I could hear Maggie's computer keys clicking rapidly.
There were others, then? What else did he do?
I'm at home, Maggie. I don't have the details of all the accusations handy.
But there was an investigation and a report of findings, wasn't there?
Yes, the Dean of Students and the Director of Employee Relations wrote a report. They concluded that Dr. Birch violated the university's values and ethical responsibility policy by not respecting student employees and that he engaged in belittling and demeaning actions and statements. In other words, he's a skank. That's not a direct quote, I clarified. As I indicated, I don't have the report in front of me.
But you're saying the allegations were verified by the investigation?
The investigators found them credible, although there wasn't enough evidence to say that Dr. Birch engaged in sexual misconduct. They also concluded that, in various ways, Dr. Birch fostered an unhealthy culture of fear, intimidation, and bullying among the faculty and staff of the business school. That was a direct quote, though I didn't say so. The resolution of no confidence, approved by the business school faculty, said much the same.
And that's why he resigned as dean?
His departure from that position was mutually agreed upon with senior administrators of the university as being in the best interest of St. Benignus. Translation? We reached a quiet settlement. However, he still has much to offer as a valued member of the